Good afternoon, Mr. Samuel Owusu.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. And you?
I'm well. Today is Father's Day. We decided to talk to you on a Father's Day. It's actually a big day for all fathers.
Really?
Yeah. All today, right. Is a very big day. Samuel Owusu, it's been a long time since we heard from you. Where are you hiding?
I'm in town.
You are a singer, a songwriter, a producer, and an engineer. Currently, yeah. It's been a long time since we heard from you. Is there an album coming up?
Yeah. I plan to come out with a new album. But I would like to release a single first.
I presume I'll be the first person to premiere it in Ghana.
I think so.
Okay, along the line, we could have a sneak preview of the kind of song that you want to bring out. But Felix, Samuel, where did it all start for you? Did you play live band? Where did it start musically?
I have to answer your question this way. You know, when I was in school, I loved entertainment. And so, you know, I got myself into entertainment while I was in school, performing for my friends and so on. After school, I decided to get into music, and I wrote songs. Decided to go to the studio and record, and that is how I got into music. Actually, I didn't join any band.
That's good. Which school are we talking of?
I went to Accra High School.
Okay. Just, yeah. You're an Accra boy.
Yeah.
But, okay, judging from your tone of music, it's always advice. I was talking to people and they were like, does this man come from the village? Does he stay in the chief's palace? You're like an old man.
Yeah, that's what people think about me. You know, I love to associate myself with the elderly when I was even young. Okay. So, you know, I pick wise sayings from them. In Akan, they say, that's what I was doing. So it had influence on the way I talk, the way I behave, the way I present myself to people, and the way I write myself.
You have a soft voice, you are a cool, calm personality. I've come to see you in the studio. You are that calm person, very welcoming to people. Now, what was your first album?
Abusia Chica.
Mm.
It was released in 1992. So it's, I think, about 24 years old.
92?
Yeah, Abusia Chica.
Wow. This took everybody by surprise.
Yeah.
So you don't play any instrument?
I play the keyboard.
Alright.
Yeah.
So why did you record this one?
Let me check my memory. It's in Accra, Elephant Walk Studio.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
it was at North Carnation.
Okay.
But the programming was done in Ruth Hannibal Studio with Samuel Lopez.
Hey. You're taking me way back.
Yeah.
He was the man.
Yeah.
But so did you produce this yourself or who helped you?
I did produce the Bushmia Africa.
Even though
I was young, I did it.
Mm.
It took me a whole year to record that one album.
Wow. It's a big song. Anytime people hear this song, they want to cry. It's actually a motivational song.
Yeah.
And Kamaye Yang Kamebusi for BMD.
What
did you mean to start in a bar? Oh. But I mean, you're just a cash in for the years, I know.
Yes, one more.
So I was thinking, somebody who hasn't been in the music industry, and then you write songs and you have the courage to walk straight to the studio and tell the person that this is what I want to do. That means at that time you didn't know how to play an instrument.
No.
Wow.
You know what?
No.
Samuel Lukpet said gave me a lot of encouragement when he saw that I was so bold to do it all by myself. You know, I went there and told him, look, I want to do a demo. He said, why a demo? Who is doing the arrangement? Who is producing? And I said myself.
Wow.
He said, Samuel, look, let's get straight to the recording.
Wow.
When you have a copy, you take it home, listen to it. That's your demo. You can always come back and then progress. I said, thank you very much. And I did that.
Wow. Samuel Uzi is my guest on 3FM GH Classes. We're talking about his first album. This is Ebusunya Chirika. It's very rare for somebody to come out with a first album. And I know and I remember this was a big hit.
Yeah.
So what happened? What were some of the songs on the album? And then So with this one, I always talk to musicians and I'm like, so with this first album, suddenly you were getting attention.
Really? Yeah.
So what happened? Did you have to go on tour? How were you promoting your songs? I remember those times it was a cassette.
Yeah. You know, I had a friend at GBC by then.
Okay.
After school, my auntie sent me to after Sidonko, former director of radio, and she told him, look, this is my nephew, and then I would like you to give him some attention. He's good in Akan, and you can be using him. So, you know, when I went there, I got a friend, Samson Queen.
Poncho.
Radio, yeah, Poncho.
Yeah.
Poncho. So after my recording, Poncho introduced me to Isaac Taylor.
Roots Music World.
Roots Music World.
Okay.
And then that is how the promotion started. So Poncho himself, you know, he played a leading role in promoting Ebusunya Chirika. By then, there was only one radio station. That's the GBC,
yeah.
So it was, let me say, a bit easy for me to make it. I thank God for that.
It was such a big hit.
Yeah, unlike today.
Things have changed, though. So who helped you? Who helped you? Was it Isaac who helped you in having your cassettes on the market?
Yeah, he did it.
What was that? Ghana films or Ghana sounds or those types?
You know, in those days, they had a duplicator.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
You have 1, 2, 3. You synchronize them and then put a master here and then roll them over. You get your cassette. They import them from Nigeria.
Uh-huh.
And a whole lot. It was stressful, you know.
Okay. Somebody actually sent in, Peter from East Legon actually sent in a WhatsApp message. He says, good afternoon, Parkofi. Can you ask Mr. Uzi if his hit song on the first album was something personal?
No. You know, this song has nothing to do with my family.
Like I said,
I associate myself with those who are grown up. So, you know, what they've been going through, you hear from them, what you see personally, influence you on the way you write your song. And that, you know, got a Ebusunya Chirika on its own track.
Okay, Ebusunya Chirika is still played all over, especially when you go to funerals and it's getting to Sundays and the jam starts. It's Ebusunya Chirika. And it's sung in the rural areas, in the urban areas, almost all the areas. Now, what happened? Okay, now this gives you the impetus to record your second album.
Yeah, and I was taken to London to do that.
Ooh.
I got that exposure when I was 20.
26.
You know what?
No.
Back with you.
Yeah.
The content, the lyrical content of Ebusuye Chika, people thought I was as old as 40 by then. I was 25, honestly.
Yeah.
When they see me today, 24 years ago, when they imagined that I was about 40, adding the 24 to the 40,
64.
So they when see. They see me, they are so surprised. Some of you don't grow.
Yeah, they don't
what
know. So what's the title of the second one? Hey, now, okay. Now let's put it this way. You start from Ebusuye Chika. Now you go to Abohia. Why? You sing about Ohia. Are they?
people are afraid to talk about Ohia, but they are in that situation. I don't want to be a hypocrite.
Yeah.
You know, when you are suffering, look, tell your brother, the master I knew.
And
you die. So, you know, back then, people were suffering with me.
And Paul.
And even today, it's even worse. So I'm going here to be saying too.
This is actually a big song. This is your second album. And you got a lot of proverbs in your song. Did you pick it from Akwesi Donkor or the GBC Association?
You know, I picked some from Akwesi Donkor, Bojiam Ponsa, any elderly person I associate myself with. I try as much as possible to learn something from that person. And I create some of the proverbs.
Wow. Because listen to this song, it's the way you wrote it. But for you to put it that way, or the chain abesheme, or the nikota abesheme,
washe. Yeah, I wanted the song to be appealing. I want people to sing for themselves when they listen to my song.
I think when I grow up, I'll be a singer. I'll try and be a singer.
Oh, really? So when is that?
Oh, soon. So I'll be coming to the studio. We will be doing a collaboration.
Yeah, I mean, when are you going to grow?
Oh, like you said, when people see you, they tell you that, somewhere, but you are not that old. They don't know that you started as a young man.
You know, I don't know if I have to say this. 10 years ago, I met a retired army officer at Weja.
Okay.
We were going to do a video for a friend, and that person, we sought permission from his hotel at that friend, the army officer. So he told him, look, your man will be coming here on Saturday. This retired army officer went there waiting for us. When we arrived, he was looking around, but I couldn't find Samuel Luisi because he pictured me to be even older than he himself. He told the man, but what's the Samuel there back? And I'm saying, oh, man. And he said, but he's there. When I was called, the man was just looking at me and said, hey, Samuel, there you're not saying anything.
Oh, where are you talking? That's quite interesting. Some of us, we go to certain places, they look at you and say, no, it's not you. It's not you. You are supposed to look older. Yeah. It's all Jehovah's blessing. It's nothing by his grace that will live. Okay, so you talk about here. So what were some of the songs on this Sendi Ebediene album?
Mama Heki, Man, Mia Bremen. Bede,
that song, I don't know. There's something about it. The Bede song. I don't know. Yeah. What was it all about? It's the way you sang is so sorrowful. Yeah. Why?
Well, you know, I sing my song the way...
Is it a feeling?
Hello.
Hi, Samuel.
Hello.
Yes, hello. I can hear you.
Yeah. You know, depending on the content of the word influences the way I have to sing it and then play the instrument alongside with it.
Okay.
So when people don't appreciate what you do, it's not a good thing. You are not happy about the situation, so definitely it's bad influence on the way I sang that song.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is Monsha Bede. I kind of like this song. It's the way you sing it, and every song and its tone. And this one, Mama Hetty as well. Mami Abremuho. Why yeah. Close to that mother? Why close to mother?
Yeah, and I'm so close to my mom.
Because Mami Abremuho made that
one. And it's true.
Mm.
That old lady has done a lot.
Mommy, there was a Samuel, my hair, no, my hit after hit.
Yeah.
So, who did the programming and everything? You recorded this one in London?
We did the programming here,
mm-hmm.
and then we sent it to London to continue with it.
So, which studio? Which people did you work with?
Garage Recording Studio in Clapham.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I did a programming with the administrator again.
This is Mama Haiti. This is 3FM. We're speaking to the big man himself, Samuel Osu. He doesn't want to be called a big man, but he's a man.
No,
so this is your second album. And how was the response?
It was good.
Good. Better than the first one, Ebuchetika.
I believe the first one did more than Ohia. You know, people are afraid to mention Ohia. Even though they were dancing to the tune, Ebuchetika is so surprising. Because for over 24 years now, it's been played on and everywhere.
Ebuchetika. Yeah. Probably your biggest song yet, but we are coming.
No, not the biggest.
We are coming. So what was the third album?
The third was Media Name Temi
Hwasem. Okay. What year was that? This one I will fight. 94.
Yeah.
Wow. Because this one's got something.
I know you get stuck somewhere.
Yes.
I know you get stuck.
You know me.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. This is Mempemi Wasem. Because I remember, I think I'd finished sixth form. I'd come out sixth form. That was 92. I was coming out, and that was the end. This is Mempemi Hwasem, and it had Ojeko as well, right?
Yeah, Ojeko.
Minsubium. That was the title.
Yeah. And then Odishieba.
You know, I still have the cassettes there. And that's your picture on it. Do you still have the mustache?
I have my cassette
here. Yeah, and the mustache. This was actually okay. Normally, were you a millionaire by your third album? Musicians will tell us first, second, third album, they become millionaires.
I'm not.
Oh no, by the third album, where didn't you become a millionaire?
No.
That's
a no-go area.
Aha, I understand.
I didn't anyway, but
but at least the money started coming.
For the reasons,
mm-hmm.
it's no good area.
Okay, so this one, So by the first, second, third album, how are you performing these songs? Since you weren't, you didn't join the band, how did you cope performing some of these songs?
I never performed.
Okay. So with this one, you didn't even perform?
No.
Okay.
I never performed until recently.
Yeah, recently I saw you on TV on something. Yeah, I'll tell you about that later on.
I started performing.
I remember way back, and some people wanted to take you to Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, and you heard a whole lot of things about it. I'll go into that later on. So this is Mempe Mihwasa with Oje Ko, and this was with Bessie Simon, right?
Yeah.
This was with Bessie Simon. Okay. Yeah, okay.
We did the programming in his studio at home.
Mm.
And then we sent it to Monroe Productions.
Mm. Okay. Okay. Now this one too has got some Mempe Mihwasa, So what influenced this one?
I am a person or someone who is Mempe Mihwasa guy.
Mm.
So it's like
what's your baby?
Sorry?
What's your baby?
Yeah. I always keep myself to myself. That's why people were not seeing me on telly and so on. But you know, things have changed.
When Pio being home. My patch was saying your friends say. Where you on which album, sir? This one, the Meku Wawa album. Anna?
Yes.
Okay.
Mobekaime.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, this is Asembeba Debi. Afutu na still.
Yeah, that has been my way of writing.
Mm.
I love to advise people, let them think.
Mm.
I make them think a lot.
Mm.
When you listen to my song, try as much as possible to discern on what I want to send across.
Mm.
Yeah.
And according to you, this is your biggest hit.
Yeah, we'll name it
too. My producer seems to be dancing to this one. I don't know why. These ladies, yeah, they love this song. this is Yeka Winti. You took the nation by storm, though you'd been making hit after hit. As for this one, I don't know. What went into it is a purely an advice song, but it was so big.
Yeah, because of how funny it sounds. My choice of words and so on makes it funny, and you know, people loved it. And it was so big, like you said, in America, UK, a whole lot.
What does it mean for somebody who doesn't understand Chi? What does the song say?
You know, when you are being advised and you choose not to listen, if you get to a point, people will just be watching you. Not just watching you, but they will want to know the outcome. That's the meaning of the song.
We make code dia. We mean mo beso nsio wa wa wa. But I like the way you added the wa wa. And
yeah.
I always sit down and I think there's one peculiar thing about you. How do you do your arrangement? You know, I sit down and I listen to the arrangement from start to the finish of the album. The way this one will come in, the horns will come in, some guitar will appear somewhere there. What happens?
I like to do a lot of editing when I write songs. You know, anything that comes into my mind, I put them down in connection with that particular song.
Okay.
But in the end, I sit down and then edit it. Because a lot of people listen to Samuel Owusu, from the young ones to the elderly ones.
Yeah.
So I'm so careful about what comes out of my mouth.
Wow.
It's either going to be, you know, whatever comes out from your mouth, it's going to influence others.
Of course.
So I want to influence people positively.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unti, the biggest hit for you. This was also recorded in London, I remember.
Yeah.
And it had some, is it pinkish or something sleeve, the sleeve of the album, and with you there. I remember all those things. And this is one of my best that people don't play. People actually don't know this song, but this is one of my best.
Yeah.
I love the bass line. But almost all your songs are gospel. This is super gospel. As for this one, it was direct. This is Thank You, Jehovah, right?
Yeah.
Jehovah Medase. Dan da dan da dan da dan da dan da dan. A very beautiful song. So after we were Mokodia Ohino Besson Show, and you were still not performing.
Yeah.
Hey, Papa we. Wow, wow, wow. And you were making hits after hit.
You know, like I said, I had wanted to keep myself. But it, you know, it got to a point and it wasn't working.
Uh-huh.
Because people wanted to see Samuel.
Yeah. So after the Yeka Wunti, what happened? That one too. Hey, Asimbo. This one was an up tempo music, yeah?
Yeah.
Sa! Hey. The way I heard the sasa and it reminded me so much of Senior Eddie Donko.
Hey,
when I heard the sa, you know the way he would say, Odin Kwampaji and all that.
And you said you are now going to grow.
Oh, yes. You and I. This is, you don't have a veranda, but you want to buy a monkey.
A monkey.
Hey, I said, me pacho, you need dine up as a warrior. Ebi ana ya kan yo. Ya say, you need veranda and to adre. This is veranda. This is a light blue sleeve, right? This one was on CD. I saw the CD. veranda. Okay. Nana, see you wherever you are. I have a friend who he came to give me this one. Way back. Veranda. So someone who's up latest. This one is veranda. Okay. Now what are some of the songs on this one?
Opokwa.
Okay, this is your fourth one.
No, you jumped.
Okay, where did we go?
You know, the first album was Abusiachika.
Abusiachika.
Followed by Abuenya.
Abuenya.
Then the third was Mempemwasem. Then the fourth, Agrobebu. That's Robaku. Anybody? You didn't ask about that.
Oh, yes.
Then
yes.
After Agrobebu, I did Yes in the Year. I made this in you.
Hey, me pachande me baso. Okay. We had the Agrobego. Okay, I remember that song as well. Agrobego up. Because Agrobego na den in some P by.
Yes.
Say Samuel Abu Agrobego ma okofom. What happened?
I want to Let Sleeping Dogs Lie.
Okay.
There was a sabotage, honestly.
Okay.
There was a sabotage. Which I was even given information from the copyright office.
Okay.
Let's
okay, okay.
Yeah.
And the Edward Twin Chain. Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to keep me about that.
Okay, 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 okay.
So after I go back, I did the swimming, yeah.
Money, I'm swimming, yo.
Which has got nothing to, the, to do with the sabotage.
Maybe I'm in cash, yo. Who are now which lecture? Okay, until I don't know, I'm so in here. Well, Kawasima, what happened? And the no crow,
yeah,
everywhere, pow,
you know, people don't want to be exposed. When they're doing bad things or wrong things. And, you know, when you are honest with yourself, you want to go straight to the point. You know? So, you know, they won't like you. It's not for me, it's for everyone.
It's actually like you sing for everybody. People easily associate with what you say.
Yeah. Because I put myself in their shoes. I need to sing the way they sing whilst writing my song. Then they like what you are doing. Then I influence them positively.
You remember this one?
What do you want now?
Motion. Motion.
What do you have anything? Never want any.
Hey!
Why did I not go? What do you have anything? Never want.
And two ways we are then a buyer now. What do you want now? Why did you have anything? This is 3FM GH Classics, 3FM 92.7. My guest, Samuel Ozu, the greatest songwriter, one of the greatest songwriters of all time. But there's a song that, as for this song, we'll share. You tell me the reason behind the song.
Hey,
me pa jose.
Yeah,
very me pa kufi. There's something about this song. It's so nice. Wait you. Wait me the mad you be. Ayode. This one, you sing a bit of guy, you sing a bit of tree in it, and then pigeon as well. So this one, why this one? Where the uhu then?
Ah, that's me
who the way the also Mecca. Where the wa uka sa Mecca? Enti kaningi nani enti?
That's how I
knew in the song, yeah. Yeah. Okay, say media mecca. Where the media mecca?
Yeah. I wanted to sound fun.
It was good. This one was good.
What?
Why do you move on? Vivian.
Samuel.
Maybe
I was so.
Basso.
Hey,
Wanufu. Hey, Wanufu. Bro, I'm waiting on you.
chim.
Jai Sayo. Wait, yeah, the hooks were, when I listened to the song, I was like, hey, brass, I mean, I didn't know the mafia.
Wait, yeah, that's so. Once, when you listen to me,
yeah,
from how I began my songwriting, it's like a whole lot of people can associate themselves to my music.
Yeah.
And it goes to a lot of people who are doing contrary to what we are being advised people not to do.
Uh-huh.
What we are advising people not to do.
Yes.
So it's like it goes to people who are doing the right thing at the same time who are not doing the right thing. Yeah.
This is one of my best songs you've done. One of my best songs.
Unfortunately, the CDs are not out.
Yeah. You know, I remember coming to your end there when you were on that corner there.
Yeah.
That's when I got this one. I said, this one, I'll keep it. It's so special. These are some of the songs that I want to play and listen to for people to sing. So, after this album, what did you do again?
This lipstick. Lipstick.
Yeah.
After lipstick,
I
did one hour year. I did one. I know. I did one hour year before lipstick.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got a lipstick.
Before one hour, yeah, I did Atia.
Atia, yep. I got lipstick Atia here as well.
One hour, yeah, then lipstick.
I got a lipstick here as well.
Oh, okay.
Bam. This one you were recording yourself.
Yeah.
So what was the album that you when did you start recording yourself as a sound engineer?
After
Oh, okay. So
that was when it's the same year I got into sound engineering.
The Veranda was recorded by yourself?
Yeah, but the studio wasn't complete, so I went and did the mixing somewhere else.
Oh, okay. This is lipstick.
Yeah, lipstick. Lipstick when I was yeah. Was recorded in my studio.
Okay. Now there's this side of you that people don't know. You write songs for people.
Yeah.
Okay. Who are some of the artists that you've written songs for?
I will not like to go on air with that.
I know
you know it, but
okay, so we won't mention them. So what goes into it? You've worked with Jael, you've worked with Nana Yawasari and some few gospel people. You write songs for some of them. Do you still, and they record in your studio, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, somebody was asking me, somebody sent me a message that I should ask you. If you'd have to do a collaboration with some of the young artists, who are some of the people you'd like to work with?
I would like to work with all of them.
Okay.
But I am so much concerned about their lyrics.
Coming to you for that. I've been listening to your albums. I've been listening to your songs. I listened from start to finish. Advisory, no offensive language. Don't go to the other side. Now, we got most of our young men and women. Their lyrics are so explicit. You don't sound explicit, but you sell. You don't do live shows, but you sell. Now, what is the secret? What can you tell them that without explicit they can sell? What must they do?
They should listen to my songs, the way I write them, edit them well, and make them appealing to family. What I mean is, when my song is being played at home by maybe a family head, he doesn't care who is listening. I hope you understand.
Yes, of course. Akola tie peninti. Obia tie yeye.
Yeah.
Some of the songs when you're playing them.
Sorry?
I said some of the songs when you are playing them at home and your kids are coming, you want to put off the song.
Yeah.
So
I don't do such songs. So like you ask, I'm ready to work with anybody.
Hey guys, Samuel also says he's ready to work with you.
It's going to be clean.
Okay. So if a young guy walks up to you and say, "Brass, I'm in Pachom, Pesem, no Tonyum," you listen to the lyrics first.
Yeah.
Okay. And if it's a bit of engineering, you help the person as well.
Yeah.
So currently, you are a sound engineer. Video added to it. What do you do now?
I do a lot. I do a lot. For now, I present myself as a musician.
Brass, I mean, no. I'm pessing you coming now. Okay, you listen to some of the young guys. Who are some of the guys who you think can carry high life music forward? Because I sit down and sometimes I think now we are changing. Now they say this, they are singing dancehall, they are doing this, they are doing this. Will high life get lost?
No. It will still, you know, be with us.
Okay. And
yeah.
How do we
I believe so. You know, because a lot of the young guys are doing highlights, even though they put in some rap in it, but they are doing highlights. And I appreciate it.
Is it the melodies that make it high life, or is the lyrics, or it's the rhythm?
How will you define high life?
That's why I'm asking that. There are some people, you see the melodies are purely...
You know, in the olden days, when I was young and I was listening to high life tunes, you know, they had different kind of style.
Yes.
But, you know, you could see that it belongs to us. It belongs to us. So I don't define high life in terms of the genre. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What belongs to us? That is what we call high life.
Yeah. Yeah, dear. Yeah. There's
and the young guys, some of them are doing very well.
Oh, okay.
They are doing very well.
So, in your view, how do we take the high life music out there? In Africa, we seem to be losing track. Even in Africa, the West Africa that we think that this is our music, people are doing it far better than, and they are getting the international appeal.
Yeah, because we don't appreciate what we have. So, some people will take advantage of that and move forward whilst we are talking.
It is in this light that a program like GH Classics is being done on 3FM 92.7. We want to honor those we have. Now, look at the albums that you've churned out, and then people are asking, where is Samuel Ozu? We don't play your kind of music even no more on air. It's like everything. Now, how do you do? I am thinking, how, in your view, what should we do to push the musicians up there? In your view as a musician, now you say you want to describe yourself as a musician. You are a sound engineer, songwriter, and all that. What is the thing needed for you musicians to be pushed up?
I think in the first place, we need to change our mindset. You know, from... Let me put it this way. You know, the people who are leading the industry themselves don't appreciate what we have. Look at our radio station. How much Ghanaian songs or highlight songs do they play on air? So will that encourage us to do more whilst we, after, you know, spending a lot recording, and it will be pushed aside playing foreign songs which they will never come across and even say hi to the musicians? They love to play those songs on air. And when they see you, they want you to pay them before they play your song. You know, it's a whole lot of mess.
does it still work? Does Biola still work?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
But you think we are not playing High Life enough? On our radios. In South Africa, for instance, I think just recently they passed a law on the musical content. It should be over 90% of what is produced in South Africa should be on their airwaves.
And is that what we are doing here?
No.
No. No. Some people can call you, oh, Samuel, you come on air, you don't play what is there, you want more. For what?
But the single is coming anyway.
Yeah, it's coming.
And I'm coming for it.
You know, last year I released a song called Toffee.
Toffee. Mm-hmm.
Obia Kafri Toffee and Awori. You know what they do?
Mm-hmm.
They will call you for an interview.
Uh-huh.
And when I go there, I make sure. Mm-hmm. I have that song on me because I know they will ask you, do you have something new in your sleep?
Okay.
Yeah, there is the song. And I leave it to any radio station who interviews me.
Mm-hmm.
But after the interview.
What happened to the song?
Not a single radio station will be playing it.
Wow. Is it that you think the song wasn't a hit or what? But we make the songs hit.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you refuse to air, how will the system?
We need to promote you.
Radio has changed. Unlike before.
Yeah.
You know, the people had a passion for the work they are doing. So they will come there, go to the library, pick songs which will suit their program and their listeners, and they will play.
Thank you, Samuel Owusu. It's been a great pleasure talking to you this afternoon. I'm coming for the next single. What's the title of that one?
Alomo.
Alomo.
Yeah.
Alomo, yeah.
It's not about.
Men gosh, me see Alomo, yeah. Oh, say men can't you miss your lumbo ya? And your dog has a man. First in the alumbo,
it's a
guy
with alumbo.
But
the song is in key.
Oh, okay. Alumbo, ebinum spelling one mudi ebi wum ebi su ye emungwa anti wa alumbo na ya alumbo na na za alumbo.
Emum. Emum. Emum.
Emum. Emum. Emum. Samuel, thank you so much. It's been a great pleasure talking to you this afternoon. I'll come home for the single and then I'll make sure I do justice with it. You know me. All right. Thank you so much.